In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. Nice to see you today. Are you wide awake? You happy to be in church today, this morning? Yeah, it's so exciting to be in the church and to be in the fellowship of believers, fellow children who love God so much with their whole heart. That's exciting, right? Okay. There's one verse that was read for us in the Catholic epistle that really drew my attention. And I started thinking about it, and I just questioned myself, why did St. John write this verse? He said in the very last verse of the Catholic epistle, from First Epistle of St. John, chapter 5, verse 21, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Little children, keep yourselves from
idols.
Why do you think St. John said this? Why specifically to children? I mean, maybe he could have said it to adults, maybe to youth, maybe to their grandparents, maybe to anyone, but so specifically, St. John says, little children, so he's speaking directly to who? To you guys, right? Little children, keep yourselves from idols. What's an idol, first of all? Let's define the term. Let's see if we can all agree on what an idol is. Yes. Yes. Very good, very good. So an image which is not God, that people may consider as God. You know, one time I asked the youth, and I'm so glad that children know more, I think, than the youth, because one time I asked the youth, what's an idol? And you know what they said? They said it's someone who sings. You know, because of, you know, the American Idol and all of these, you know. So children are much sharper. I appreciate that. They know that an idol is an image that someone worships other than God. Okay, can you give me an example of idols? Like back in the day, what was an idol? Okay, so some people make an image of Buddha, that's an idol. Yeah, what else? Yeah, what's an idol? Yeah, very good. Baal. Baal was something, you know, an image that was made out of stone, and people start to worship it and bow down to it and give it their adoration. So, how many of you have idols at home? Do you have any idols? Like, do you have any little Buddhas or little Baals or something that you worship? I don't think so. So why is St. John telling us today, be careful of idols? Are there other idols nowadays that we can worship besides God? Yes, Andrina, what do you think? TV, yeah? TV could be an idol, because if you stick your eyes in front of the TV for hours and hours, and it's more time you're spending with your TV than you're spending with God, therefore it is an idol. Sandra, what do you think? Okay, Daniel, go ahead. Satan? Oh, that's scary. I hope you're not spending... Yeah, but if people are not listening to God and are listening to the evil one, then we can consider Satan as an idol, okay? Sandra, what do you think? Yes, go ahead, two of them. Video games and famous people. Famous people? Yeah, video games, exactly. People stay in front of that TV playing all the video games for hours and hours. And I see little children, even in church, they are coming with their little video game. That means they can't attach themselves to it. And every new game that comes out in the market, I want to have it, I want to buy it. And if my friends get it, then I also have to have it. And I have to keep up, and I spend so much money. And then there are some people, when you start, you know, older children a bit, they want to follow all the famous people and the people of Hollywood and all the singers and all the people that we adorn. And we give them so much of our attention. Okay, Quentin. Money, oh, of course. Money. You know, some people made fun of, you know, there is a little slogan on the American dollar that says, in God we trust. And they say, oh, this is our God, because in money, they put that on money. So money is the new God, unfortunately. In God we trust, that means in our money we trust. But of course they mean that God is in heaven. But we have to be careful, because some people work their way through life and spend so much time and never have any time for God. So many distractions. Any other idols? Little children? Huh? Yes, Catherine? Computers, of course. Oh, it's the age of technology. I'm so glad that you guys are keeping this in mind. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why is it that St. John spoke to little children specifically? These are things that maybe adults and everyone could fall into. But why is he warning children specifically? Go ahead, Patrick. Ah, beautiful. My goodness, you're so sharp today. I love it. Once you get used to a bad habit when you are children, you will continue for the rest of your life. But if you build yourself in the Lord Jesus when you are children, then you will continue for the rest of your life with the Lord Jesus. That's why we have to start when we are little, building good habits and knowing that there is only one God. Who is this God? Jesus Christ, our Lord. There is nothing else that will take us apart. Will I still be using computers? Yes. Will I still play some video games? Yes. You know, will I still be making some money? Yes, I needed to eat and to drink and to pay my bills as you get older. But it will not be my idol. It will not be my focus. And if you keep that in mind, when you are children, if you can keep focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, since you are little children, nothing else when you grow up will snatch you away from Him. Do you want to live with the Lord Jesus as long as you live here on this earth? Yes, you want to stay close to Him? Therefore, we have to reject every idol. As St. Paul, as St. John said, little children, continue the verse, huh? Keep yourselves from idols. Be careful of that, okay? God bless you all. Glory be to God forever. Amen.